ABC News.
The federal government is now looking for ways to boost the economy, with the deficit almost $200 billion in the red and unemployment set to rise to more than 9%. As predicted, the government yesterday painted a very gloomy outlook for the economy, with the largest deficit since the Second World War. So, how will the latest economic update impact on the housing market? Louis Christopher is the Managing Director of SQM Research and he joins us now. Louis Christopher, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Fiona. Nice to be with you.
The conditions aren't good for pretty much any part of the Australian economy. So what are you predicting for the housing and construction sectors?
It's most certainly a negative for the housing market overall. And indeed, we're now recording falling dwelling prices as we speak. Though, to be fair, it's not a crash at this point in time. It's more of a more orderly decline, which is occurring in Sydney and Melbourne and in lesser parts of Brisbane. There are some cities that seem to be bucking the trend right now, such as Perth, Canberra and Darwin to a small extent. But it's Sydney and Melbourne which are the primary concerns. And what's triggering this housing downturn in Sydney and Melbourne in particular, it's not just the downturn in the economy, it's the specific closure of the international border, which has meant that the normal migration numbers we have come through into Australia, we're just not getting at the moment. And those migrants generally come to Sydney and Melbourne first, and they take up the surplus stock that we build each year in the Sydney and Melbourne housing market, and that's not happening right now. So what we're seeing is surplus stock in the marketplace, which is affecting the rental market, it's affecting the sales market, given the fact that border is going to be closed for some time, and then on top of that, the forecast rise in unemployment, it's a fair assumption to believe that, look, we're going to see further falls in dwelling prices going forward.
That all sounds like a perfect storm, and it sounds pretty chaotic. So why then are we seeing what you're calling an orderly fall? Why has it not been a lot more dramatic?
It's orderly for now, and I think the reason why it's been orderly for now is, number one, we've had aggressive interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank of Australia. And as we've known in the past, whenever we've had interest cuts, that's generally stimulated the market. I think this time around what it's done is create a little bit of a buffer. And on top of that, so far, we haven't had a lot of forced sales activity. So the banks have been giving a moratorium on those borrowers who cannot meet their mortgage repayments. The question will be, of course, is can the banks keep that up? Or will they at some point be forced to call in loans? Our bet is that eventually they'll have to start calling in loans, or on the other side of the ledger, they'll have to significantly stop new lending. And potentially we're starting to see that already, because only recently we had the housing finance approval numbers came out and they were down 11%. And I suspect that was not just demand, that was also supply driven.
So we've touched on rents, we've touched on affordability. What about property investment? Likely that will contract as well, especially if those changes do come in, as you said, to lending.
Property investment, investment by property investors, I guess, for lack of better words, has already been in decline. And that's been coming through the ABS numbers. And I suspect we're going to see further falls. If you were a property investor right now, what are you actually looking at? You're looking at falling housing prices. You're looking at falling rents. It's not really a great time to go and buy a property if you're a property investor, unless you're taking a contrarian view of the world. So I think property investors are going to stay on the sidelines for some time to come.
So predictions, 16-20%, that's likely?
Well, let's go back to the last downturn, which was 2018, and that was, of course, driven by the restrictions in bank lending. Now, the housing markets in Sydney and Melbourne peaked trough, they fell 15% for that particular event. The event we're facing right now is a lot bigger than that. So we're thinking that potentially you could see falls in Sydney and Melbourne of up to 30% peak to trough.
It's a huge number. Any silver lining here? Presumably some good news for potential buyers.
Well, yes, this is true. Poor buyers still have a job. Potentially, yes. That said, you know, you've got to be careful you don't catch a falling knife. So the market is falling now. We're not sure when it is going to bottom out. It could bottom out sooner than what we all expect. For example, if we do find a vaccine to coronavirus, that could see the economy come roaring back. And let's not rule out further action from the federal government to try and save asset prices. That could very well happen. If they start to become very worried about a major housing crash, who knows what type of policy they could come up with to stop that.
Some very sobering figures there. Thank you very much, Louis Christopher, the Managing Director of SQM Research. Appreciate your time, Louis. Thanks.
ABC News.